Blog Talk Radio. Gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Yusuf has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news about another real-life Jesus freak. The year is 1079. No one will stand up to the tyranny of Boleslaw the Cruel, King of Poland. No one except Stanislaus, Bishop of Krakow, who courageously rebukes the king. In response, the king sends soldiers to the chapel to kill Stanislaus. When they rush in, swords raised, the bishop remains kneeling in prayer, and the men lower their swords. Hearing this, the king races furiously to the chapel, and he himself plunges a dagger into the bishop's heart. But in death is victory, as Boleslaw's own court unites against him, ending his tyrannous reign. For more on the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Modern-day medical science declares that certain diseases, ailments, disorders, and afflictions are simply incurable. For example, many within the medical community have declared confidently that there is no known cure for those suffering from dissociation, commonly known as multiple personality disorder, or what the Bible refers to as the brokenhearted, as we see declared in Isaiah chapter 61. I've encountered multiple thousands of individuals with this so-called incurable disorder. Furthermore, I have encountered thousands upon thousands of individuals with other kinds of dissociative elements. For example, those individuals with foreign dissociative identities. foreign dissociative identities. In other words, broken heart parts of other people as a result of unholy soul ties and witchcraft. We have discovered most individuals from our observation in 31 years of ministering to the troubled, most individuals that we minister to have these foreign dissociative identities, and a vast majority of those individuals that have the foreign dissociative identities have inner witches. That's right, inner witches. I'm here behind this microphone here in British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia, declaring to you that you need to defeat your inner witch, because you have an inner witch, more than likely. If you've not gone through some deliverance and inner healing, you probably have been invaded by somebody that practices sorcery, the New Age movement, psychic phenomena, the occult, some element of witchcraft. Somebody has targeted you with the powers of Satan. It's our responsibility to defeat the inner witch. And today, I would like to discuss this very subject, defeating the inner witch, on today's edition of Deliverance. I welcome you. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Consider that much of the New Testament was written by persecuted Christians, to persecuted Christians. Paul wrote from jail to encourage the church at Ephesus. Peter wrote to Christians driven from Jerusalem and scattered across Asia Minor. What should the response be from Christians in the West today who can barely imagine suffering for our faith? We should study the lives of martyrs throughout history and around the world today. We should pray in brokenness for our pride and in gratitude for our freedom. And we should read the New Testament with fresh eyes and a humble spirit. To learn how you can pray for Christians facing persecution in restricted nations, call 875-VOICE. Dial 875-VOICE to pray for and encourage members of our spiritual family. That's 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
To Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'm grateful that you have decided to spend some moments with us on the Deliverance broadcast. As I mentioned just a moment ago, modern day medical science declares that certain diseases, ailments, disorders, and afflictions are just simply incurable. Many within the medical community have declared very confidently, that there is no known cure for those suffering from dissociation, or commonly known as multiple personality disorder, or what I like to refer to the biblical definition, which is the broken heart. I've encountered multiple thousands of individuals with this incurable, what they refer to as an incurable disorder. I'm here to tell you there is a cure. Now, obviously, the secular media, the psychiatric community, offers no real solution or cure for those afflicted with these ailments, especially this whole reality of having witches inside of you. Of course, the secular medical community, the psychiatric community, which many in this community are involved in witchcraft or an element of witchcraft, they have no solution. Zero, my friends. They generally speak and resort to various kinds of medication and other strange alternative methods of an attempt to bring healing. The medication does not heal dissociative identities. So many in our world are left with medicated brokenness. I've encountered thousands upon thousands of individuals on all six continents with various kinds and types of mysterious, incurable diseases and physical afflictions. People are left with a bag of medication and no hope. This obviously leads those with these ailments, with these serious issues, despaired. However, I'm here behind this microphone here in Vancouver, British Columbia, to tell you that with Jesus, there's good news. When the world tells you there's no hope, Jesus tells you there is hope. You know, in Psalm 103, the Holy Scriptures declare that one of the benefits, and there are numerous benefits, and knowing God, in that he heals us of all of our diseases. Moreover, he redeems, he rescues our life from the pit. There is life, healing, redemption, and deliverance in Jesus Christ. Not that long ago, in one of our meetings here in British Columbia, a woman was given hope in Jesus Christ. I wish you could see the smile on this one particular woman. I vividly recall the seminar. It was in the city of Surrey, just outside of Vancouver. I mean, there was some incredible enthusiasm with those who assembled to hear the word and to receive ministry. Now, this lady, whom I'll refer to as Karen, was desperate for intervention. She stood for prayer, and as I began to pray for her, numerous demonic spirits, evil spirits, surfaced and battled me. They were physical. They were violent. They were also very, very loud. They screamed at me. Ah, we've been here for a long time. A demon named Doubt boasted to me. But you haven't touched the roots yet. And this demonic spirit named Doubt was simply a pawn, a foot soldier. He was protecting someone much stronger than he. So I immediately confronted the strong man behind the spirit. Numerous ancestral spirits named Witchcraft and Death surfaced from within her and spoke to me. The jealous grandmother is here with us, and we have her heart too, the evil spirits revealed to me. We also bring cancer. We bring muscle pain. We bring head pain. We bring side pain. We bring chest pain. We're also in her lungs. I mean, this is just simply horrific, horrible. Karen had so many various afflictions and ailments that the medical community had no solution for. Obviously, the psychiatric community, the medical community, the psychological community, they offer no real solutions on dealing with jealous grandmothers, for example, that are present within your life, as in the case with Karen. She had her jealous grandmother. What am I referring to? I'm referring to a foreign dissociative identity that invades as a result of some kind of soul tie that's been created, a bridge, a connection, whereby there's transference that takes place, oneness, thus transference, and things are passed back and forth. And in this case, in Karen's case, we discovered A jealous grandmother was present who performed witchcraft on her very own granddaughter. What am I talking about? I'm talking about an inner witch. Many of you listening to me as I'm behind this microphone today, this is an issue that's deep within your life, an issue that needs to be resolved. Now, we're here to help you resolve these issues. I'll be taking calls as time permits. Perhaps you have a question on this issue of soul invasion. You have an issue or a question. You're curious. You want to inquire about this whole subject of having an inner witch within your life. I like to open up these phone lines, which we haven't done, by the way, on the Deliverance broadcast in many, many years, actually. Some of you longtime listeners may recall years ago, we used to open up the phone lines and incredible ministry would take place. People would get set free from evil spirits. Incredible deep counseling would take place. People on the calls would actually open their lives to Jesus Christ and get saved. Many were getting healed. So we're going to see how God leads today. We're going to be taking your calls. If you're interested in speaking with me and you have a question that you would like an answer, perhaps we'll delve into some ministry. We'll see how God leads in this, and we'll see how much time we have. But if you'd like to call right now, 646-564-9954. That's 646. Area code 646-564-9954. One more time, 646-564-9954. Now, we'll be taking the calls here in a little bit. I know there's many that are wanting to ask questions, inquiring about this whole subject of soul invasion, having an inner witch within your life. Again, 646-564-9954. There's so much more I want to share on this broadcast, and I would like invite you to be a part, to participate by calling in 646-564-9954. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Azerbaijan, being a Christian and a bold witness for Christ can be costly. Forum 18 News reported that on October 31st, police raided a Christian festival and detained four believers in the town of Kusar, Azerbaijan.
80 members of a Baptist church were gathered in a believer's home for a celebration thanking God for the harvest. When police arrived, they turned off the gas and electricity in order to prevent the believers from preparing their meal. Police also photographed and videotaped the service and recorded the names of those present. Despite the government crackdown, believers in Azerbaijan remained faithful to Christ.
To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Support persecuted believers by calling 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and we're discussing today on how to defeat the inner witch. It's a fascinating subject. It's a fascinating topic to discuss, to delve into, to explore, to investigate. And I'm very thankful that you have decided to spend a few moments with us. Now, before I get back into the subject of defeating the inner witch, I just want to take a few moments to share with you that tonight, here in Vancouver, actually in North Vancouver, here in British Columbia, I'll be conducting, it's hard to believe, here it is, February 1st, 2019, and we're already, it seems like we've got already deep into the year, already to February 1st, 2019. Anyway, tonight, Friday, 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn and Suites in North Vancouver, I'll be conducting another Jesus Church service where we'll be exploring the heavenly realms, removing demons, and healing hearts. That's in North Vancouver at the Holiday Inn and Suites. I would encourage you, if you're able, anywhere in the province here in British Columbia, please, please attend. I would like to meet with you. Then tomorrow, February the 2nd, our regular Jesus Church service, where obviously we'll be exploring the heavenly realms, removing demons, healing hearts, in Surrey, which is just right outside of Vancouver, here in beautiful British Columbia. The Saturday service, 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn and Suites in Surrey East, Cloverdale. That's tonight at the Holiday Inn and Suites, North Vancouver, 7 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow in Surrey, right outside of Vancouver, here in beautiful British Columbia, Saturday service at 7 o'clock at the Holiday Inn and Suites, Surrey East, Cloverdale. Now, if you're able to, if you're in a position, I would encourage you, if you're able to donate, we need your support. As many of you know, I don't spend too much time on this. I just trust God to touch your heart. Perhaps you're listening to this broadcast live, or obviously, this broadcast will be on demand and an archive. So those who are listening to the on-demand broadcast, please give generously to this ministry. And one option is giving through our new and secure text giving option. Now, how does it work? Well, to receive gifts via text, donors need to send a text message with the dollar amount. For example, if you're wanting to send $10, you just put the dollar sign and then 10. Or if you're wanting to give $100, the dollar sign and $100 to our reserved and secured phone number, which is 949-799-1016. Those of you here in Canada, you may need to dial 1-949-799-1016. That's 949-799-1016. Now, if this is your first time giving in this way, you'll have to fill out a short form, taking about 10 seconds, with your billing information. And after the initial setup, giving will be just simply as, I mean, it'll be so easy as just sending as a text message. Again, that number is 949-799-1016. By the way, if you're interested in obtaining one of our special crosses, because as many of you know, in our meetings we utilize crosses. The scripture tells us the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. Now, these beautiful handcrafted wooden Jesus crosses is now available at our mission for a suggested donation of $50. Shipping and handling included. This is only for the USA and Canada. These crosses have been prayed over, consecrated, and uniquely blessed by God. I mean, this Jesus cross, and I have one just right above me here behind this microphone, right above me, is one of these beautifully handcrafted wooden Jesus crosses. This Jesus cross will transform an environment. They're beautifully handcrafted, and they're consecrated, they're prayed over, and uniquely blessed by God. Now, we only have a limited crosses available. For just a suggested donation of $50, shipping and handling included, for those of you in North America, we will send you a cross. Now, be sure to email us at jay@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com, and request one of these beautiful handcrafted wooden Jesus crosses. Again, we only have a limited supply, so you'll want to make sure that you get one as soon as possible. Now, I'm scheduled to be in Houston, Texas on February the 8th, back here in Vancouver February the 9th, and then onward on the 10th to Pasadena, California, in the Los Angeles area for our weekly Jesus Church services. And then we have numerous. If you go to jbartlettmissions.com, you'll find on our event schedule page dozens upon dozens of upcoming ministry events throughout the world that will no doubt benefit you. Make your plans on attending. I mean, we're going to be in Chicago. We'll be in Houston, Texas, San Diego, California, Toronto, Ontario, obviously here throughout British Columbia and Vancouver, in Baltimore, Maryland. If you're able, get to one of our meetings somewhere in the world. We want to bless you. We want to help you as much as we can. Now, our ministry is located in Southern California. As many of you know, I spend a part-time living here in beautiful downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. But our ministry is located at 530 South Lake Avenue, Suite 922 in Pasadena, California, 91101. Our telephone number is 877-483-5519. That's 877-483-5519. And I'm hoping that we could be of some blessing to you. Now, I was just referring to that young woman named Karen. I mean, she was desperate for some kind of spiritual intervention. I mean, she stood for prayer during one of our meetings, and when I began to pray for her, war took place. It was an extreme battle. The demons were violent. There was a lot of physicality. They were loud. They screamed. And as we delved deep, we discovered not only did she have all these demons and ancestral powerful spirits that have been in her bloodline for many, many years, she also had an inner witch inside of her, her jealous grandmother. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, if you think about all the various ailments that she had, Karen had, it's astounding. I mean, she had so many ailments that there's no way the medical community could offer a solution or a cure. Just let me go briefly down the list. I made a list here. I mean, she had her demonization. I mean, Karen had so many evil spirits residing within her body and mind. I mean, there's no solution for this problem, is there? There's no medication to cure a demon. You can't medicate spirits. You can't drive out spirits through medication. There's no solution, at least in the mind, in the secular mind, to this problem, except resorting to medication. But Karen had dissociation. She had brokenness living within her, dissociative identities. Again, there's no known cure for this known psychiatric disorder, what I refer to as a spiritual issue, the brokenness of the heart, except, again, in the secular mind, only resorting to medication. Along with the demonization and dissociation, Karen also had what we term as soul invasion. Again, she had her jealous grandmother living within her. How do I know that? I actually spoke to her. Again, in the secular mind, no known cure. And on top of all this, Karen also had ancestral heart parts. I actually communicated with them and guided them to God. Once again, the secular medical community, psychiatric community, psychological community has no solution to these dissociative ailments. I'm just so thankful. Thank God we have the Lord Jesus Christ, who heals us from all of our diseases and afflictions, who can heal the broken heart. Nothing is impossible for him. And on this night in Surrey, British Columbia, I guided Karen to King Jesus for healing, and she was miraculously cured from the incurable. At least that's in the secular community, they would refer to her as somebody who's incurable. As I battle the demons within Karen, and as I mentioned just a moment ago, a soul invader surfaced. It was her grandmother. She was jealous of her and had been sending witchcraft spells and curses to her. I mean, very specific curses too. Curses of destruction and the attempt to bring poverty into her life. This grandmother was mean. She was mean. And I want to share what transpired and how to defeat these inner witches. Because most of humanity have foreign dissociative identities, and in many cases, these are witches. There's so much more I want to share. I'll be right back after this brief intermission. back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for a few more minutes, and I'm willing to take some calls. We have been getting some calls, so we'll see how it leads here in a moment at 646-564-9954. But I'd like to get back to this topic of the soul invasion, the defeating the inner witch. It's something that has been on my heart for some time now. We need to defeat inner witches. Most individuals have inner witches. I mentioned this young woman named Karen, who was suffering from various physical afflictions and ailments that the medical community had no solution for. She had dissociation. She had demonization. She had ancestral dissociation. These are ailments that the secular mind cannot understand. I'm just so thankful we have the Lord Jesus Christ who can heal and who does heal from all diseases and afflictions. Nothing is impossible for our God. And on that night in Surrey, British Columbia, I guided Karen to Jesus Christ for healing. And she was miraculously cured on so many levels. Now, it was a battle. The demons fought against me, and then a soul invader surfaced. It was her grandmother, and she, like I said, she was jealous and had been sending witchcraft spells and curses to her very own granddaughter, Wicked. I mean, it was very specific curses of destruction and to bring poverty, and she was mean. And I told the grandmother she would have to depart and face God, and she left. And many little heart parts that were part of Karen's broken heart surfaced and spoke to me. There was so much pain and despair. All of them were guided to Jesus. They actually were able to see the Lord Jesus and hear his loving voice. He spoke words of reassurance, unconditional love, and healing. I mean, can the secular community offer anything better? Obviously, no. And here in British Columbia, we have seen so many people in this great province that have been able to see and hear Jesus. It's staggering if you think about it. But not only here in British Columbia, and as I travel throughout the world, we are seeing these kinds of miracles take place. All of the demons were cast out of her, out of this woman. And what an honor to serve God and hurting individuals like Karen. All the demons were cast out. Her brokenness was healed, and her heart was restored. The ancestral heart parts were guided to Jesus, and this soul invader, the grandmother, who delved in witchcraft, was removed. Now, it begs the question, how are you able to defeat the inner witch? Well, there's multiplicity of steps one should take to discover in defeating the inner witch. It begins at discovery. You have to discover. How are you going to remove this inner witch unless you find out he or she is there? So you have to take that first step and be willing to go on an inner exploration, an inner investigation, to probe your soul within your mind nature, within the seat of your emotions, and probe to see with the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit with you, which is superior to their powers of witchcraft, but begin to probe. Now, there's many steps to this process. I'm just giving you one step. I mean, in future broadcasts and presentations, I'll share a lot more. But you need to take that first step. You need to begin to probe. A good place to begin to probe is the demonic, because you better believe if there's an inner witch within you, guess who else is there? Demons. And the demons are going to be attached to the inner witch. And using the inner witch, they're wanting to destroy you. Well, the demons are in agreement with that. They're there to destroy you too. So both of these forces need to be confronted. Now, as you deal with the demons are going to reveal. And along with the demons is going to be that soul invader. And you have to resort to the authority and the power, because you can't turn to secular psychiatric help, psychological help. Now, this may sound surreal. This may sound very sci-fi, but it's very real, and it's biblical. It's biblical. It goes back to the issue. It ties into the issue of soul ties. If there's soul ties, there is oneness, an element of oneness. And if there's an element of oneness, there is transference. Now, if there's transference, then there's going to be issues. And things could have invaded you that you need to extract, you need to remove. And it goes back to Luke chapter 10. We have the power and the authority to remove things. You better believe if we can remove the enemies, spiritual enemies, we can remove these human enemies, these soul parts of individuals that have invaded us as a result of some kind of soul tie that was created at some level. And the victimization of witchcraft. Resort to the power that you have in Jesus Christ. Begin to probe. Begin to explore. Begin to do an inner investigation. Right now, on this presentation, I'm going to pray. And for those of you listening in, I want you just to be open. I'm going to pray. We just saw this just a few nights ago in Pasadena, California at the Jesus Church, where I began to pray. Dissociative identities began to surface. And in some cases, it wasn't of their own brokenness of their heart, but there was some soul invaders, some inner witches. So as I begin to pray here in a moment, I want you just to be open. And I'm going to pray that God would begin the process of bringing light in those areas of darkness of your life. Those areas of your life that remain in darkness, I'm going to bring the light of Jesus into. And cause the darkness to surface, to be expelled. Now, if you're needing some ministry, if you're needing some counsel, feel free to give us a call, 646-564-9954. That's 646-564-9954. We're here to serve you. We're here to love you. And more importantly, Jesus wants to reach you. But I'm going to pray here in a moment. And just be open. Begin to prepare ourselves for the ministry that is going to take place here in a moment. I'll be right back after this brief intermission. Welcome back to Deliverance, and as I promise, I want to pray for you. It begins at salvation. Those of you who are not saved, this is a good opportunity to declare Jesus as Lord and open your life to Him. Open your life, surrendering, repenting of your sin, asking the risen Savior to come in. Jesus loves you. You may be wondering, how do I know this? Well, the Bible says so very clearly, God demonstrated, He displayed, He showed His love. And now while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Him offering His life on the cross demonstrates how much He loves us, shedding His holy, precious blood. And this blood will cleanse you. It will take away all sin. And you'll have eternal life, love and peace and joy. Right now, just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me. Purify me. Take away everything that's wicked in my life. I repent. I acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. I believe in the power of your resurrection. You are coming back again. I thank you, Jesus, for giving me a new life. It begins at salvation. You need Jesus. You need his power. Now let's go after the inner witch. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one who shed blood on the cross, the one who rose again from the dead, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to everyone who's listening to this presentation, to everyone who's listening and who could hear my voice right now. I go into those dark chambers of your soul. I command the darkness to be bound. I command the darkness to be bound. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I command that darkness to be bound. Now, darkness, come into the light. Darkness, you have been defeated. Come into the light of Jesus Christ. Release those inner witches. Now, those inner witches, you're bound to. And I separate you from your demons. You're isolated by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. You inner witch, you release. You let go. You exit. You come out of the one you invaded. You must. You've been defeated by Jesus Christ. God compels you. God is not happy that you resorted to soul invasion. You have been defeated. Now leave. In the authority of Jesus Christ, let go. Let go. Now God be with each and every one who's listening. Bring forth your peace, your love, your presence, your calmness, shalom, gentleness, your loving kindness upon each and every listener. In Jesus' name. Now, if you're needing some help, because I know we're short on time, feel free to give me a call at 877-483-5519, our ministry phone number. Or email me at j@jbartlandmissions.com. That's j@jbartlandmissions.com. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. And whatever we could do to help you, we want to help you. I look forward to seeing you tonight in North Vancouver, tomorrow in Surrey, here in beautiful British Columbia at the Holiday Inn and Suites. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.